sometimes, you know, God takes us through things that are exquisitely painful. And I've just been going through one of those, and my message yesterday really related to that. I had been ministering to someone, and I felt that I'd come to the end of what I had for them. But I kept trying to help, as you do. The result of that was that I got utterly exhausted. I felt that I wasn't being Jesus to them, and I really felt that I, this time, had failed to fulfil what God had set me to do. At 5 o'clock this morning, I woke with the recollection of something that Graham said. He said, "I have discovered, and it has brought me into a place of great peace, that I cannot help everyone." At that instant, scales fell from my eyes and release came. I had not realised that I could not help the person beyond the anointing that I have or my peace. And I had tried desperately to help them, with the result that we were both misunderstanding one another all the way along the line. Neither of us were wrong, but I was trying to be to that person that which I could not be. And the result for me was burnout. So I've learnt two things here. I've learnt that I have a peace that I can give people, and if it doesn't fit their need, then that's all I have. But I've also learnt what burnout looks like and why so many people in leadership are burning out. And it's simply because they're trying to do a job that they were never equipped for in the first place. They don't have, as we used to say, the unction for the function. It's been a painful lesson for me, and one that I will need to think fully through and guard against in the future. But really, how valuable to be able to say at some point to someone, "I've taken you as far as I can go. You need someone else now. I don't have the skill set for the next step that you need," to avoid upset for them and breakdown for me. If you're in leadership, this is worth thinking about. God bless you.